the long forgotten airfield, or non-stop buffet. The bicycle pump was not of the best. Its owner was guilty, I dare to suggest. Or dare you to dare is dangerous, lest a host of mad geese should arrive. The cycle excursion was terribly planned. The office in general thought it should be banned, though the undersized giant could not understand the system of middle-wheel drive. That giant could balance like no one before, though his steering was rather unenviably poor, for such do we learn from the Phrygian lore, that Mercy's poor talents are strained. The talent of Percy was not of the worst, no cause for his folly which Vathek has cursed. 'Twas blatantly clear that he'd never rehearsed the dogma that trees are unbrained. The redwood was written for giants to read, that stroll in the twilight wherever we lead, in ember-strewn glades, in the thickening dust where ember envelops the turtle husk and the bicycle pump rides away. Ye trees that turn softly at night in your beds, where the paranoid sandman unfailingly treads, and jangles so softly his myriad heads, counting with care the unmusical sheds, where cycles and lawnmowers marry in bliss, and aged geometers ardently kiss in grease baths, on window sills cobwebbed oil cans upset the intrigues that the bicycle plans. O shark and threefold, shark and fire! O foaming shark and water, or is it honey from the hive bought from the beadsman's daughter? Or marmalade, or jaffa cakes, O condiments, O custard, crying out for rhyming mustard just like my mother makes. Après moi le deluge, desiderata, she cries, announcing that her noble prize is but a vat of alibis. Lord Blenkinsop, the noble, pries into the deeds of men, who avaricious us the eggs from heron or from hen, who push the little darlings from their cosy nests, and then destroy the myth of who knows where, with who knows what foul lies, entraps the unsuspecting quark to see he goes and dies. O shark and eightfold, shark and air, O festering shark and blister, or is it sorrow, sad and care, wrung from the welder's sister? Or lemon curd and walnut whirled, O apple pie so ample, I cry to those that trample down the sails the shark unfurls. Sing not the shark, and save your bark. In the heart of East Dulwich spake Oracle Sage, untimely your fury, though timely your rage. The oracle died as the sage burst in bloom, as card-like slid down the walls of the room. The walls that the sailor destroyed in the night were unpapered with gloom. They were painted with light which burnt like the sceptre in Nosnibor's hand, and guttered like seashores, a runnel of sand, and then rolled off to the west, where cantaloupes infest. This paper is white, yet, dear grace, she was not. Untimely the cream she was ready to clot, and yet, like an earthworm, she often forgot that in a week, even if he should swap the sages that perilous blow. Yes, dear friends, I envisage hard work as your lot, and undying pain for the feet in the sludge. I envisage such peril wherever you go, wherever the fireflies anonymous glow. Sweet fireflies, oh, bear me no diligent grudge. Persuade me to rot. Moral. This paper is white. Be it holier than thou, you'll be hung, I declare, from the uppermost bough, and your entrails fed to a diligent sow, preventing starvation. The house had many windows, and of doors a plenitude. No aeronaut the wind hose, nor fairy king the jester chose to scale the ivory tower. The house had many towers, too, the airy kingdom viewed, and on a starlit summer's night, before a certain hour, her pale blue bulbous eyes would light her paralytic bower, the home of Ermintrude. The field had many meadows, yet of cows a lowly few, a herd which, clad in reddos, little gratitude to beddoes, or to milkmaids, man or wench. The milkmaid is a buxom bush, the bush of buxom make, that the farmer left outside was stolen by a wrench. Beneath this bushel hide no barbel, roach, or tench that probe around and push. The house of fish is but an awesome glade where paths of paste and penniless are paid. Off like clockwork went my plan to manumit the slaves. The bark set off, the iceberg groaned and sank beneath the waves. Reverberations of the splash resounded through the ocean, and everywhere the sea turned black, a necromancer's potion. And all forlorn the mermaid sang, combing golden hair, as swiftly from the ocean bed upon a foaming mare came Venus, Aphrodite, you may call her what you will, though the epithet that she liked best was Beatrice, or Bill. So Bill, that goddess of the Nile on which great Cairo stands, arose at dusk and wandered lost among the sable sands. Arose at dusk and wanders still near Thames and London Bridge. But you shall see her not, I say, her size is but a midge. Midges may be murky oft, but she cannot be wrong. Her lover up at Fleet Street sees her going, going gong. In but 8 days my doom will come, for 90 nights I'll eat no crumb. For deadly the enchantment in the shades of tender might, deadlier still the hellish thumb that no man dares to fight. To symbolists, electrical deposits on which bank, I cry, defect! Or then again the toady millpond stank. To fatalists, ambivalent proposals by whose book we never steer our western course. But lo, behold, the rook flies by on leaden wing. The sun begins to wane behind the hills where citadels await the evening rain, where fruit bats wait beside the lake and chattering with glee await the weary chain gang. We are slaves you may not free. O son of my father's father's son, you're one of the men whose freedom's won by the sound of the wind and the sea. Sad jesters were playing croquet then. A cloudburst hit the scene, a scene of serendipity like molehills on a green. Like molehills in a forest ride, or even in a pie, as if some grotesque flippancy should even make a jester cry. To dare do more than makes a man, who dares do more is none, who veils his thoughts and hides his fears, who elephant milks and tiger shears, at castle end sheds midnight tears, no motes or beams in eyes or ears, in truth a hot cross bum. To aim for less than half a life, to aim for more than whole, is not the aim of her, my wife, who mounts makes out of mole, and yet maintains that hills exists. Prometheus befogged, to arm is but to cut the wrist, slash at giants in the mist, the millstone is a sucker to the grist, the millpond much befrogged. The weeks are weeks of weeds and tears, and days the rotting lives of years.